Alex, now we'll look at this with the conspiracy eye, and that is they did this on purpose. They're working on something. Maybe they wanted to unleash it. These microbiologists are dying. They're being murdered around the world. Tell me what you think about that. Far-fetched?
You know, George, I want to believe this is just an accident. But, you know, my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, shows hundreds of mainstream articles and documents where the Pentagon would march U.S. troops into chambers and nerve gas them to death and tell their families they died of the flu, where they would take foster children in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s and radiate them to death, where they funded foreign governments to do this. You know, it's not our whole government. It's a criminal group at the top. The family courts in this country were set up 90 years ago outside the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process in the name of, you know, racial hygiene and ordering people to be sterilized because they were, you know, unfit or were, you know, genetic defects supposedly. And this is what our ruling elite believes. And if this happened once or twice, you could say it was an accident. Mm-hmm. And then that's just as bad because we could end up, you know, having an unfathomable disaster, tens of millions or even billions dying, and that's what top scientists, as you're well aware, are saying. But, you know, Steve Quayle covers the microbiologist. I remember articles listing hundreds, not 80, hundreds years ago, and you'll have the university down in Houston, Texas, and a top microbiologist, formerly with Defense Department, a van runs them over and backs back over them, or in Virginia.
How about the one on the bridge? South, remember that one?
Exactly. They throw people off bridges, or they're found dead in a puddle on the side of the road, drowned, or one guy in Virginia, top bioweapons expert, was literally tortured to death. And that was in the Washington Post. And all over the world, Russian microbiologists, Arab microbiologists, Australian microbiologists are being killed, and they're all either experts in tracking where a biological weapon came from, or treating it, or developing it, and it really does look like somebody or some group is trying to get rid of people that can identify what is coming. And then you've made the point that bird flu is very hard to catch. It's only isolated in a few areas of the world. Why is there such media hype? Why is FEMA and Homeland Security saying they're getting ready for martial law? The British, the Canadians, they're all saying it. In case of bird flu,
more people die stubbing their toe, dying of little heart attacks, than anybody with the bird flu to date.
Absolutely. So why are they always hyping it and having all these drills? And I mean, I've said it, but I'll say it again. I think any way you cut it, whether this is an accident or whether somebody inside someplace was doing this, you know, the result is the same. And there needs to be more controls on this. The problem is you go back to the same government run by all these eugenicists. But I know this, George. If you go back to 2000 with the weaponized foot and mouth that suddenly showed up in a two-day period from Scotland to southern England over, you know, 400, 500-mile area at all these different farms with sheep and cows, and then it was killing them so quickly that a lot of experts said this is weaponized, and then it came out, oh, Porton Down Bioweapons Lab, with Dr. David Kelly, the microbiologist who was clearly murdered. Most Brits believe that, and witnesses saw him dead in the park and five men in black uniforms. This is BBC.
Well, that's the one who cut his wrists, right?
And there was no blood at the scene. And then they said that he swallowed pills, but the pills were undigested. And he just sent an email out to dozens of colleagues saying, because I'm releasing this information, didn't say what information, I'm going to be found on the dead in the woods, I've been told. And he was, but the point is mainstream British news reported, like it was no big deal, hidden in plain view, that someone inside the Horton Down Level 4 bioweapons lab, where you don't even handle the materials, it's done with robotic arms, it's underground, there's minefields around it, barbed wire fences electrified with machine gun nests, Level 4, that somehow someone in the lab took the weaponized foot and mouth out. Why were they weaponizing it that, you know, kills animals? Why was this then suddenly distributed all over the country in 48 hours?
I know. And you see with this, Alex, I just can't understand when you have vials that are clearly marked, how you can mix this in error. It just doesn't make sense.
And how do you, on accident, one location, I could believe, 18 locations that they then labeled and gave the labs that were going to produce it, subcontractors, because they make millions of these inoculation.
And had the ferrets not died, they would have continued sending this stuff out.
Exactly. Going back to the foot and mouth, the British government killed 4 million cows, 8 million sheep.
Right.
Most of them didn't even have it. But the point is, even if it was a rogue scientist in the lab, how did they then, one person or two people, spread it into the mouths, into the bodies of cows and sheep, literally in hundreds of locations? No, that was clearly an operation that was clearly done for control, to set a precedent. And now they're telling American farmers and ranchers, get ready for foot and mouth here. And the British are over here advising everybody. And back in 2002, they tried to bring into Texas the same tanks and bulldozers that the British had used to get rid of the cows and sheep to Texas to do a foot and mouth drill. But farmers got all upset about these contaminated vehicles being brought here. I mean, there's so many angles, so many connections, so many points. The issue here is, even if this is an accident, then that shows that all these level 3 and level 4 bioweapons labs all over the country and all over the world need to stop doing what they're doing, because clearly they can't contain this.
Exactly. Let's take some calls here, Alex. You hit that right on. Modesto, California, we go west of the Rockies. Hey, Paul, you're on with Alex Jones.
Hey, George. Hey, Alex. How you guys doing today?
Good.
First of all, I just want to say it's an absolute honor to actually speak to both you gentlemen. Thank God that people like yourselves are actually out there putting out the truth, you know, on what's really going on. And what I really wanted to comment on was I was formerly in the military, and, you know, I never could understand why they would give us all these vaccinations. You know, thank God I never got the anthrax shot, you know.
Right.
But it just really seemed strange to me, and there was a lot of red flags going up, you know. And ever since I started watching the Alex Jones, you know, website and looking into stuff, you know, now it all makes perfect sense. And, you know, I don't understand how, you know, the American people don't really see what's going on out there. And it's just too many red flags, you know. It seems really odd to me. And I just wanted Alex to kind of comment on that
all
a
right.
little bit.
Thanks, Paul. Aren't we waking up a little bit to all this, Alex?
Absolutely. And we're seeing the compartmentalization. Our police, our military are good men and women. Most of the people, even in the higher level power structure, are compartmentalized and don't know what's happening. But I had Governor Rick Perry, because I've seen the guy on television, his head scheduler. At the time he was his press secretary,
right.
Show up at my Endgame premiere 2 years ago, and he said, listen, I heard Rick Perry was in this film going to Bilderberg. I just wanted to come see it. But he said, here's my card. He said, I can't come on the air, but I just want you to know that we're not all bad at the governor's office. And I said, that's fine. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I think he said 15 years ago, I was at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. And I was a medic at the time, and they brought in these 8 guys from Fort Bragg into this medical barracks, and they were all healthy, and they were given vaccines, and they all were dead 3 days later. And then we were told, put on decon suits, put on bio suits, go in, spray this bleach chemical all over everything, pull everything out, basically, you know, get rid of everything. And he said, so I know what you're talking about here is true. He goes, I just don't know what I do. And that's what we're talking about here, is that it's in State Department Memorandum 200 that they want to reduce the world population by 50% forcibly, and that was written in 74 and declassified in 93.
And the only way you can do it is through some kind of a virus like this.
Absolutely. And so for all of us, whether you work for the government or you're in private industry or wherever you live in the world listening to this, you know, huge radio show, I don't have all the answers. It takes all my time and energy, just like it takes George's, just to try to track all the anomalies and strange things that are going on. I just know I have 3 children, and it makes me past anger. It gives me a chilling focus and determination to just hope that if we warn people and point out what's happening, that somehow we can avert what's already happening. Because whether it's by accident or whether it's by design, we're playing Russian roulette here, and if we spin the chamber enough times and pull the trigger, we're going to blow our collective head off.
I'm going to be curious to see what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has to add to this next hour, Alex, so make sure you're listening.
Oh, I will be.
Patty in Knoxville, Tennessee, you're up with us. Hi, Patty.
Hi, George. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thanks.
Good. I am so glad. Alex, I am so excited to talk to you. I used to be in nursing in Seattle, Washington. While I was there, it was in 2006, they were training us what to do in the case of the bird flu epidemic, I was wondering if in your research somewhere, I'm not in nursing anymore, so thank God I hopefully you're not going to be, you know, directly involved, but in your searches and searching throughout things, do you know what type mask, how small microns we're going to have to go to protect us from the bird flu?
Well, it's very similar to the Black Plague, where you had to be bitten by the fleas that were carried on the rats. But this, the bird flu, if it goes airborne or becomes a stronger airborne pathogen, the only thing that will protect you, and I've got to be honest with listeners, I've been so worried about this that I did get a small little farm, all I could afford. And at the minute this breaks out somewhere, anywhere in the world,